First of all, thank you for joining me on this podcast. And the basic question which I would like to ask you is, how is feels like to be the daughter of a complete military background family?
So thanks for asking me to be in your podcast, first of all. And the answer to your question would be, I feel very much proud and privileged to be a part of Indian military services, my father being in Indian Defense Services. I feel like I have a responsibility towards the society.
Right. So, right from the childhood, how does it felt to be in such a tight discipline? Means a kind of routine that is not common in normal Indian families.
It's not that my father is that much disciplined, but right from childhood, the one major problem was changing school, changing places, making new friends every 3 to 4 years. That was the most challenging part for me. I used to cry on the first day of the school because nobody would talk to me. Everyone would say that ye hai wo nayi ladki, isse koi baat nahi karega. This was the major experience. And talking about discipline, yeah, we are disciplined in a way that I have to walk in a manner, I have to talk in a manner, I should dress in a proper way, I should look a proper way, and I should get up at a certain time. Ghar mein khane ka silika alag hai. Everything is placed in a specific manner in my house. If the light is gone, I can go there and find the candles where they are supposed to be. The places are not changed. So it's a discipline common to, it should be common to everyone's house, but yeah, it's a little bit tied to in our defense background people.
And it also helps in common perspective, like when in common routine, when you move out of the house and explore the world for your studies or any other purposes, that different aura catches you, makes you different from the public and makes you more attentive, I guess.
Yeah, this discipline and this way of upbringing has made me and other defense brats also self-sufficient. We can do our work ourselves. We don't have to ask anybody else.
So, just like you said that you moved to different places all throughout the journey of your father's career, but this would also would help you to gain some more exposure to different languages and localities.
Yeah, I speak 4 different languages: Hindi, English, Bhojpuri. Actually, 5: Telugu, and Tamil. And I understand Bengali, but I can't speak.
That's great. That's extraordinary, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
So,
I've added that in my resume as well. I can speak Telugu and Tamil. Not that fluently, but yeah, I can speak a little bit, which makes, I can make sentences right now.
So, have you ever thought of joining army?
Yes, I have thought of, and I'm doing my preparations for that.
Okay.
It takes time. Mm-hmm. And it takes time and lot of discipline to be an army person.
So, anything specific that you find in your father?
I do find lots of differences. The way my father sits in front of everyone, the way he talks, people in my village thinks of him as he knows all the things, and they come to him for suggestions and anything. And if I think about my other uncles, my cousins, they have that different kind of a civilian aura and a civilian discipline, what we call. So I do, obviously, there's a lot of difference. When a military person goes outside, people look towards him a different way than a civilian way.
Yeah. So have you ever been to military grounds with your father?
Military grounds, yeah. I was myself an ex-NCC cadet while I was in my 11th and 12th when I was doing that. And I live in a defense colony. We call it as a campus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I have seen training. It's right in front of me, in front of my house.
It must be quite inspiring to you, right?
this is quite inspiring to me. Actually, I'm from Air Force background, so daily I see lots of fighter jets and all the planes. Airport is quite near to my house.
So, have you been to military schools? The ones that are...
I have been to Kendra Vidyalaya school. There are military schools as well. Sainik schools for boys. The boarding school. Army public school, mostly for army students. But I have been to Kendra Vidyalaya. Yeah, there's Air Force school also, but I haven't been to Air Force.
Okay, fine. So, how was it your whole journey, if you to sum up, like, what exactly the main structure of every military brat, that the things that they face differently from the common children or the common age mates of their whole
I understood your question. The one thing I faced a lot after moving out of my school, first of all, people used to see me as we live in a lots of discipline. We don't talk to strangers. We live in our own world. We call ourselves military brats. This is not, that is not true. And we can easily access canteen services. People used to ask me, please, bottle dila de, canteen se, liquor dila de. And this is not true. We live in a surrounding where anything can happen. We don't know if a military man is going for a duty. Yeah. We don't know that whether he'll come or not. So it's a life. It's a very difficult life. Civilians don't understand it. They think that we are quite privileged. But this is not. Yeah. We are also normal people who live like any normal people. Yeah, but our fathers, our mothers, our relatives, family, we do have a responsibility to our country, which people should understand. They should not just see that we are having free medical services or we get everything free. Our ration is free. It's not that. We also pay the same amount just like everybody else do.
So, just a bit critical question. How does it feel when someone on social media claims a wrong allegation on the military forces or something that is not appropriate, you can say? How does it feel like?
It does feel like my blood is boiling inside me. I feel like if that person is standing in front of me, I would have asked them to go in front in the border, to the border, and then fight with the terrorists and other countries' military. It does feel very bad. A person is laying their life, sacrificing their life for us so that we can sleep in our houses peacefully. And civilians, or anybody, are demoralizing them, which should not happen. It's a choice people make to go to border, but it's not choice. It's not their choice to sacrifice their life. They try everything not to die, but to save our country also.
Yes, and same goes with the politicians. They also underestimate the power of military forces, and they keep on committing wrong things that makes a very complicated situation for them. And at some point, it affects their motivation as well, I feel.
But it does. But a person who is sitting in an AC room, traveling in cars, those people will never understand unless and until it's someone of their own. Those people will never understand. So it's not at all useful. It's kind of like wasting of time to make them understand what they're doing. Let them do. Just ignore them. कहते हैं ना अगर हाथी चल रहा है और कुत्ते भौंक रहे हैं तो हाथी को ध्यान नहीं देना.
So, you also said that your father was posted in a camp which was near the attack that happened a few years before, right?
Yeah, I won't disclose the name. I'm not supposed
to.
Yeah, he was posted there.
So, it must have been a very, suspense kind of situation for all of you because updates on that.
Yeah, whenever he used to come for leave, and when he used to go, unless and until he calls us and tells us that I am safe, we used to feel very worried. You know, my mother, she used to stay staff till that time, and then she used to. It was hard for us.
Okay, so how does it feel when your father returns finally to home and to stay with all of you and spend quality time?
it's become routine. It doesn't feel anything new, you know. It's quite normal for us. Totally normal. So earlier it used to feel that papa gaye hain, kab aayenge, but now it's very much normal.
Okay, so how if you have been through news, if you can tell us about the Galwan situation, if you have any idea about the Chinese face-off and Indian face-off. So.
Military people are trying to solve it. Our politicians, our government is trying to solve it. I don't have any extra news apart from the news that news channels are giving. Whatever is happening should not have happened. Indians and China used to have a good connection before that also. But if we can do something to make China downgrade their economy, then we should do. Banning apps and banning China-made products is a must right now. Yeah. Most importantly, Chinese products don't last very long. So we should not use Chinese products for our own sake also.
Yeah. So do you think that the actions of Chinese army and Pakistani armies are connected because they both are trying to suppress India?
Yes, China is helping Pakistan because Pakistan does not have a very good economy. They can't rely on themselves. Mm-hmm. China is helping Pakistan just so both the countries can overpower us. And I don't know what they want, but nothing will happen. India will prevail as in a victory with flying colors.
Yeah. You know,
we are getting number one. USA is also helping us. So nothing will happen. We just have to be focused what we are doing, not by Chinese products.
Yeah. So this was it, and it was a nice little podcast that I conducted, and it was a good experience to talk with you for these interesting topic. And so thank you for joining me.
Thanks for you.